teaching ministry of Pastor Jay Everly. Get ready to be empowered through the understanding of God's Word.
Ephesians chapter number 2. Verse number 1, and you hath he quickened, that means made alive in Christ, who were dead, not talking about physically made alive because we were never physically dead. You hath he spiritually made alive who were spiritually dead in trespasses and sins. When we came to Jesus, we didn't just get religion. In fact, we didn't get religion. We got life. Life, eternal life. The Bible said John said about Jesus in John chapter number 1, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. It's the illumination. The life of God comes into your spirit, illuminates your life. You understand things you didn't used to understand. And so he said, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. And then he begins to describe what it's like to be spiritually dead in trespasses and sins. He said, wherein in time past, not now, but time past, you walked according to the course of this world. That means the way the world does things. You walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. You realize that people say, well, I'm just doing my own thing. You realize they're not. This verse says, when they walk according to the course of this world, they're walking not just according to their own thing. They're not just doing their own thing. They're under the influence of the prince of the power of the air. And they'll do things like he does. Well, that hit some of you. They walked according to the course of this world. We did in the past. Walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Among whom, so there is a spirit working out there in the world. You notice it's really getting angry at Christians? How many of you have ever seen the news in the last 2 years? Anybody turn on the news in the last 2 years? People are getting cruel. They're getting angry. In fact, whoever they are, they are beginning to coin a new phrase. I forget what it's called now. I saw it the other day, internet rage or something like that. It's a whole new category of in fact, they said the biggest emotion displayed on social media now is anger. And they're raging a lot of times against the things of God and the people of God. Boy, they hate Christians. Hello? Hello, praise God. Joy Behar thinks we're demon possessed. She thinks we got problems. You know what I'm talking about? Because we hear God talk to us. She thinks we're mentally and emotionally unstable. I think she's the one that's mentally and emotionally unstable. Amen. You watch her outbursts. Anyway. Just one of many. I'm not just trying to pick on one person, but one of many. So they're under the prince of the power of the air and raging and angry and even becoming violent and marching through the streets. He said they are under this spirit, this prince of the power of the air, among whom also we all had, circle had because that's the key word there, our conversation, that means our lifestyle, in times past. In the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we're by nature the children of wrath. That's talking about our old spiritual nature. That old man died. You remember, any man being Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Here's what's that. This is that old sinful nature is what was crucified with Christ. When we got born again, the old man passed away, and a new man, a new spirit being man, was created in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. New creation. And that man is born of God, the Bible said. It says he's born from above, born of God. And so being that it's born of God, he has that nature, God's nature in him. So we no longer have the spiritual nature of sin. Our flesh does, but not our spirit. In times past, we walked according to the course of the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Amen. So rather than live as we formerly did out of our minds and out of our flesh, we can develop the new nature and live out of our spiritual nature. I said we can live out of this new spiritual nature. Praise God. And we can conduct life by the Spirit of God leading us within our spirits and out of the nature that is in our spirits because of the new birth. We can conduct life out of love now. We can conduct life by walking at things that cannot be seen, but that our spirit knows are so. Our spirit knows there's a God. Our spirit knows that he is seated on the throne. In fact, he's living on the inside of us. Our spirit knows some things. And we can walk by what we know on the inside, walk by faith, because that's part of our new nature. Now, life becomes transformed whenever we walk out of this new man rather than out what he said here under the desires of the flesh and of the mind. I have observed a bondage, even in some Christians' lives, to where they're locked up in the mental realm and locked up in the fleshly appetites, either of unforgiveness or some other thing, you know. It is a spiritual bondage that really Jesus already set them free from. Amen. But as far as following the plan of God for their life, following the will of God for their life, finding the plan of God, finding what he's saying to them about his plan right now, God is in a galaxy in their mind. God's in a galaxy far, far away. They're just like, I don't know what God's saying. I don't know where I'm supposed to go, the decision I'm supposed to make. I don't know what the problem is in my life. I'm not able to get victory in this area. I don't know. And that's what they're coming. I don't know. I don't know. It's coming out of their mouth. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Whenever the answer is 18 inches below the realm you're in. I'm talking about you're in the mind. The mind is trying to figure out, calculate, and to know what we're to do. He said here, that's the way we formerly lived out of these lusts of our mind and our flesh. Galatians 6 says, probably just two pages back, it says in verse number 16, I say, walk in the Spirit, and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. He said, walk in the Spirit, and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. Let's put it this way. The flesh has strong desires against walking in the Spirit. I'm getting somewhere, okay? Just hold on. The flesh has strong desires against walking in the Spirit. In other words, let's put it this way. Your flesh and your mind have been in control, were in control before you got born again. They dominated you. They dominated me. My mind, my flesh dominated me. Your mind, your flesh dominated you before you and I were born again. And it doesn't want to give up control. It has strong desire to stay in control in our lives. If I can't figure it out, I'm not going to trust it.
Come on.
But whenever we got born again, things come up out of our spirit that we can't figure out. Amen. Leadings, promptings. Some people won't listen to this out of a bad mental habit of having to figure it all out. Mentally figure it all out. Or sometimes people are afraid to get quiet and listen to the Holy Ghost, especially when they pray in tongues, coming up out of their spirit because they're afraid what God's going to say to them. Let me tell you something about him. He is love, and he has your best interest at heart. Don't be afraid of your answer. Don't be afraid to get quiet and listen to the one who's in there to give you your answer. It may not be what you had in mind. It may not be what your flesh wants. But the flesh and the mind are no longer in the place dominating all of our decision-making processes where it gets what it wants. You understand? We've got to break that habit and that bondage of living 18 inches away from our answer.
Yep. Amen.
You know when I say 18 inches? I'm talking about out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. This spoke he of the Spirit. Down here's where the Holy Ghost flows. The head's right up here. But most, that's the longest 18 inches in the world. For a lot of people, even Christians. Most Christians today are mental. Most Christians are mental. I didn't say everybody. I'm just saying the vast majority of Christians are mental. If they can't figure it out, well, then they don't follow it. But you're not going to be able to figure out the inner witness. You're not going to be able to figure out the inner witness. Hallelujah. God's got plans. 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 Tim, the God's got some plans.
Amen.
Good plans. Good plans. But it might not be what you thought. You just have to stay open. Open to what he's leading down here. You might say, I never thought it would be that way. Exactly. It didn't enter your mind. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has for them that love him. But God reveals them to us by his Spirit. There's things that God has planned that you never have thought yet. And it's good, a good plan. But I want you to see that this old way of living, he called it here, living out of the fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. That's the old way of living. The new way of living is living out of our spirit by faith. Trusting the promptings we get down here whenever our mind cannot figure it out. I never planned to pastor. My mind couldn't figure out why God wanted me to pastor. I didn't think I would be satisfied pastoring. I mean, imagine that. Knowing how sweet you are, I didn't think I would be satisfied, you know. But see, that just wasn't anything I ever had in mind. Years ago, way back, I'm talking about maybe the first few months of Rhema. I saw back there in 1 Timothy 3, I saw where it said, if any man desire the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. And I knew that meant pastor, you know, we've taught on that. And so I said, well, Lord, you know, if that's anything you ever have for me, then I'd desire that. And then I forgot about it. And then I said later on, I started realizing what my calling really was. I mean, the high calling, the ultimate. And I realized, well, you know, okay, forget that, Lord. I just forgot it. But see, that wasn't in my mind. Can you see what I'm talking about? So this is the old way of living, not the way we're living today. Can you see what I'm talking about? You gotta shut this thing down. Let's just work with this for a few minutes here. There are people here, I just don't know. And they're grabbing for the answer. They're grabbing for the, Lord, it's so hard. I don't know why it's not working. You got to shut this down up here.
Yep.
You have been mental your whole life, especially before you got born again.
Yes, sir.
We all lived out of that. But there comes a time whenever the Spirit of God starts working with you, starts working with me. Can you see what I'm talking about? In order to bring us into his plan. And he wants to transform our life. Take it from a mental life into a life led by the Holy Ghost. Which basically gets over into God's plan. God's plan will never be fulfilled in your life as a mental Christian. What I mean by that is your mind dominating you. Making all your decisions whenever, you know, your heart tries to tell you, no, this is the way, walk ye in it. This is the way, walk ye in it. And you go, well, no, I can't figure that out. That doesn't make any sense. If I did that, then I wouldn't, you know, you can't figure it out. But see, that's dangerous territory. The further you go in God, the more dangerous that becomes. Amen. The Spirit of God spoke to me and said that there's a new assignment on you here at Spirit of Faith to train people in the things of the Spirit. And that starts welling up in my spirit from time to time. And this weekend was one of them. So let's just look at it a little bit. In order to walk in the things of the Spirit, you have to be a spiritual Christian. That just simply means this part of your man, the spirit man, is the dominant one.
Yes. Amen.
Dominant one. In other words, that's where you make your decisions from.
Yes.
You don't make your decisions out of the training of your mind, what you can figure out. Go back to Ephesians, and you're in Ephesians, but go back to the, or over to the fourth chapter. Chapter number 4, verse number 17. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. That means emptiness. The word vanity means emptiness. I know that some people have a big education, but as far as the things of God, their head is empty. They might have a lot of knowledge about natural things, but spiritual things, they have an IQ of zero. Not against natural education. How many of you know we ought to get a good natural education, but not at the expense of spiritual education? So he said, don't walk as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. So that's what he's saying to us. That's the way you used to live. That's the way I used to live. He's telling us, don't live that way anymore. Don't live that way anymore. Trust in the Lord. This is a verse everybody knows. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know, following your heart is following the Holy Ghost most of the time, many times at least, because things can get in your spirit that aren't of God. But the Holy Ghost is the one that's resident in it. He's the one that took up residency in your spirit. And he's the one that bears witness with your spirit. And he knows the mind of God, Romans 8, 26 and 27 said. He knows the mind. He knows what God has in mind. He knows the plan. You know, when it comes to prosperity, it might not be the way you thought it was going to be, but God has a plan to prosper you.
That's a plan. That's right. Amen. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, I can't take that job. They only pay X, Y, Z. Well, if he's putting it in your heart, that's the key to getting to where he's got you. How many of you know it could be the number of reasons he could say go to work there. It could be that they'll see something in you and start promoting you real quick. Put you in a higher position real quick or something. But you just got to follow the Holy Ghost. You got to follow the Holy Ghost. Amen. I said amen. But see, following the inner witness requires faith. Faith is for things that you can't figure out. Tell me, figure out God for me. You can't figure God out. But faith is for things you can't figure out. Faith is, but when you pray in tongues, for example, things will come up out of your spirit that don't make any sense to your head. Don't put your head on it and try to figure it out, because you'll dismiss it or discount it and say, well, that can't be anything. That can't be, you know, a leading from God. Well, why is it every time you get your head quiet, it floats up out of your spirit? You ever been there before? But the problem with so many times Christians is that it keeps floating. They get quiet and it floats up out of their spirit. And they're saying, oh, God, show me. Here it is right staring in their face. Oh, God, show me what it is. And pop, you know, show me what it is. Boom, right there it is. Because we've not been trained to follow the things that come up out of our heart. We've been mentally educated rather than spiritually educated. Amen. We're helping some folks here today. Praise God. So it's not to be that we live as others do in the vanity of their mind, just figuring it all out. Am I making any sense? This is how life will become transformed. Life will become as God intended it. It'll be beautiful again. It doesn't have to be hard like it's been. Living days of heaven on earth is what I'm talking about. Amen. Now, in 1 Corinthians 14, 14, it says, if I speak in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. Then in 1 Corinthians 14, 2, he said, when we speak in an unknown tongue, we don't speak unto men, but unto God. No man understands him, howbeit in the spirit he speak in mysteries. So when he's saying, when we speak in tongues, we're in the spirit. Isn't that right? And 1 Corinthians 14, 14 says, my mind is unfruitful. My spirit prayeth, but my mind is unfruitful. The Amplified says, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prayeth. Amen. The Holy Spirit gives my spirit the utterance, and I pray out of my spirit and pray out the plan out of my spirit with my head not understanding what I'm talking to God about. That's why Christians don't pray more in tongues, is because they don't believe it'll benefit them. They just kind of assume that it's just like a lot of other people think, even some other Christians think, that those people that speak in tongues, you know, they're sort of weak-minded and, you know, they're sort of, you know, not as intelligent as some of us. No, it's just that we're dipping down into our spirits in a heavenly prayer language that God gave us to enable to speak by the Holy Ghost out of our spirit the plan of God.
Right.
Plan of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And every believer needs that. Because all of us come to things in life where we don't understand what to do. Or we don't know why things aren't working out. Things aren't working right. So we've got to get out of our head and dip down into our spirit. And when we do, things will come up out of our spirit that we never had thought about before. And that'll be the answer. That'll be the answer. But it doesn't happen just because you pray in tongues. You have to pray in tongues and shut this down.
Amen.
Shut this down.
Yes, sir.
Tell your neighbor, point to your head and say, shut this down.
Shut this down.
Most Christians haven't done that. They don't even know what I'm talking about.
Right.
They live in this mind all the time. They don't know what it's like to shut this down and look down to deeper within their spirit where the Holy Ghost is bearing witness with their spirit.
Yes.
When you pray more in tongues, you'll know what I'm talking about. Because some Christians have never prayed in tongues long enough to where this mind finally gives up. And stops trying to, what am I praying about? Well, I got to do this today. I got to do that today. I got to do the other today. They've never gotten past that activity of their mind and prayed until their mind finally said, Uncle, I'm not in charge in what's happening right now. And although I've been trying to get back in charge for the last hour and a half, they're not giving in to me. And finally, okay, I'll just give up and I won't think about what I got to do today, about what am I praying about or about anything else. And when that happens, you're going to start noticing something coming up out of here that you never noticed before. It's a different place than up here.
Yes, sir.
It's a different way to live than living out of here.
Yes.
It's living out of here, down in your spirit.
Amen.
And when that happens, all the answers that you need are right down on the inside.
Yeah.
Go to Proverbs 5. These are nothing new that you haven't heard. But I've learned that I've got to hear these things over and over again because I slip back out into the natural and into the mental if I'm not careful. Hallelujah. It's amazing how interested, you'll find this, you'll be amazed at how interested the Lord is in all the affairs of your life, even the natural affairs of your life.
Amen.
There will be times that you'll shut down your mind and he'll start and dip down into your spirit and start drawing it out and he'll start giving you answers about natural things that you wouldn't have thought he was interested in. But he is. I said he is. I don't know what it is in your life, where you are in your life right now. Well, I know some of you, but you know what I mean. There's things that you're asking God for, praying about, so forth, direction, whatever. I don't know all of that, but I'll just use an illustration in my life. There's times I've gone to prayer wanting to talk to God about something else that I thought was important. And he brought up things that I didn't even think were important to him. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Amen. I know just yesterday I was praying about the service, getting ready for the service. And I kept trying to, I was praying in tongues. I prayed in tongues maybe an hour. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm just saying, I'm just showing you how much I tried to keep praying about the service. Probably an hour and a half. I kept trying to pray about the service. I got my mind quiet and dipped down into my spirit. I've learned to do that quicker than I used to. I used to take an hour and a half just to do that. But now I can do it in pretty much 10 minutes. Sometimes less, but I get my mind quiet, dip down into here, and I keep thinking he's going to show me something about the service. I get my mind quiet, dip down into here, and up comes an answer about where to put our driveway in at the land. I type it into myself and put it away so I don't have to think. See, if I put it somewhere where I can look at it later, I won't lay there thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because that's the reason I write it down. So I don't lay there, okay, I have to remember that. I have to remember that. I don't want to have to remember that. I don't want to stay up here. Because it came up out of my spirit, but it came up to my mind. And when it came up to my mind, I wanted to remember that because it was an idea. I'm like, oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. But see, I don't want to stay in my mind thinking about that because then I'll add things to it and twist it, you know.
Yes, that's so good.
So I wrote it down so I can just get it out. I don't want to hold that in my mind. I want to look down into my spirit. And that went on, and I did. And so I got it. I wrote it down, and then I dipped down into my spirit again. 5 minutes later, here comes another answer. About another, I won't tell you all the details about it, but, and I'm like, God, I'm trying to pray about the service tomorrow. So I write that down and put it aside. That happened for an hour and a half. And I'm thinking, Lord, am I being carnal here or just in the mental can? I said, and he said, I'm trying to help you. I do love you. I'm like, because, you know, how many of you know what I'm talking about? So he's interested in things. He's interested in helping you in things that you didn't even think he'd be interested in.
Yeah, amen, amen, amen.
You realize if you are in the plan of God, he'll help you do that.
Yes,
he'll help you do that. I'm amazed at how interested he is in that land up there. I know why. It's much more than just us. There's a whole plan for ministering to ministers and a whole lot of things. There's a lot attached to it. But see, you know, in my mind, sometimes I just think it's all, you know, just something for us to enjoy, you know, and I got to keep remembering, no, he sees this different. He's got a plan.
Yes.
Got a plan.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So, but anyway, have you found Proverbs 5? Look at verse number 20. No, that ain't it. Why am I, something ain't right. Something ain't right. Is it 20? 20 verse 5. It's 20 verse number 5. Proverbs 20, verse number 5. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep waters, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Draw it out. The things you're seeking God for, the answers you're seeking God for, are only 18 inches away. Notice he said here, counsel. Counsel is in the heart of man like deep waters. Well, you might want to think about a verse. You just write this down. You don't have to turn there. I just turn to it to get the right reference for you. There's a verse over here in 2 Corinthians 4. Just write this down. Verse number 7. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. You might want to write that down there. 2 Corinthians 4, 7. By this verse, Proverbs 5, 20. Because Proverbs 5:20 says, counsel is in the heart of man as deep waters. Man of understanding will draw it out. But there's more in your heart than just counsel.
That's right.
Amen.
If there's only one, that's not a treasure. 2 Corinthians 4:7 said, there's a treasure in your earthen vessel. That's talking about in your spirit. There's a treasure. In other words, everything God has moved into you.
Amen.
Wisdom, counsel, direction, answers, hallelujah, witty inventions, creative ideas, knowing what to do, the next step to go, knowing where the job is you're looking for, I mean, knowing who to marry, knowing which church to go to, knowing, this is a treasure that's come into us. The life of God, the strength of the Spirit. I mean, you could just go on and on and on. The love of God to give you victory over relationship problems, all kinds of stuff. There's a treasure in there. So when he says counsel's in the heart of man like deep waters, just write down there 2 Corinthians 4, 7, and remember that there's a lot more in there too. But it's got to be drawn out. In other words, notice he didn't say counsel's in your head. It's down in your spirit. It's deeper than that. And it's got to be drawn out. Tell your neighbor, you got to draw it out. But how do you do that? How on earth would you draw out what's in your spirit? Here's one way. You shut the mind down, look down into your spirit. Mastan, dande, shukan, dandre, bechde, gindon, bande. Somebody say, how long do I got to do that? Until it floats up. What's it worth to you? You've been going for weeks, going zzzz, trying to figure it out. What if you'd have just taken a day? If it took a day, it really does. I found once you get your mind quiet, it doesn't take long at all. The reason people labor in prayer over things, for months and months is because they don't get this shut down. And what keeps coming to them, they don't want to listen to it. Y'all still there? I didn't want to listen to pastoring for a couple of years. I get into the spirit, pastor. I didn't want to listen. That's right. We need to pray for these pastors. We're traveling all these ministers. Pray for these pastors. I didn't want to pay attention to it. I knew in my spirit what God was saying, but blah, 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 blah. I didn't want to hear it. You've never done that. I'm just the only one, right? Wasn't my plan, but it was God's plan. And we've succeeded in so many ways. God's done so many things for us by obeying that. But it came up to my out of my spirit by praying in the spirit, and God was trying to pass His plan onto my mind. And every time it would come up to my mind, I'd put it out. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I thought I was smarter than God. I knew better. But that's a lie. Hallelujah. So you can pray much in other tongues and draw up the plan of God. That's the value of speaking in other tongues. I want to encourage you to up the speaking in tongues. God's been putting this in my spirit since Friday of this week. Up the speaking in other tongues. There's some things we've got to get into as a church. There's some things you've got to get into in your life. Some mysteries. Some of us have been come up to the edge of some things, and we've not been going over into them. Brother Hagin made this statement. He said, you know, like you can get a vehicle, you know, down a dirty, muddy road or something. You can get it high center where the vehicle's stuck and the wheels aren't able to catch the ground, you know, because there's some ruts in the driveway or whatever. You can get a vehicle like that. He said people's lives can get like that. And I've been there at times before. Before we got here to pastor, it was like that. It's just like, God. It wasn't God. You know, we're blaming it on God. God. But Brother Hagin made the statement. He said, just like you can get a vehicle high center, he said, Christians' lives sometimes get high center. He said, but praying in tongues will get you, it'll start making you getting progress again. Because when you're high center, you're going through your mind, spinning your mind's wheels, trying to figure out what to do. Am I helping anybody this morning? There's some people here that have been going through the files of their mind. Where, why is it not working? Where's my? And they're just living under a mental bondage. You got to break that. Get dipped down into the spirit. And then answers, true satisfaction, real refreshing, real direction, real victories will start flowing up out of your spirit. Coming up out of your, that's where God is. I'm not talking about out of your spirit because inherent within yourself, you're some great one. But God lives inside of you. And He's put His nature inside of you. And the answers are down there. Tell your neighbor you got to draw them out. Got to draw them out. Draw them out. Draw them out. That doesn't mean just pray in tongues while you're driving down the road. There's a place for that. But see, you've got to keep your mind and your attention on the road whenever you're driving. Yes, amen. Thank you very much. Isn't that right? I mean, you can't just unhook your mind whenever you're driving or doing some other things. There's value in driving down the road praying in other tongues. I don't mean there's no value there. It's just sometimes you got to get your mind shut down more in order for there to be a channel open. So when things do float up out of your spirit, there's a channel that it can enter into your mind.
Yeah, amen. That's so good.
Amen. So there needs to be extended periods of time just doing nothing. Well, I don't have time, Pastor. Okay, you'll have time to flounder for the rest of your life. It is a waste of time to just do it your way and then have to back up. Yes. Praise the Lord. God's provided a means whereby your spirit and His spirit can fellowship and commune together. But for it to benefit your mind and you to know in your mind what He's saying to your spirit, you got to get your mind quiet and draw up out of your spirit what he's putting into your spirit. Amen. Another thing that'll happen, and this is huge in my life. I get amazed sometimes at how this happens, and that is when I'm trying to understand what to do in a particular area of my life or the church here or ministry or something. Whenever I get, I have some thoughts in my mind, I have some ideas, I have some plans, I think this would be the way to go or so forth and so on. But whenever I get my mind quiet and I dip down into my spirit, God shows me a perspective change. What I thought was important in the situation, he says, that's not what's really important. Here's what's really important.
Amen.
Let me give you an illustration. I like illustrations. They help, don't you? I told this to Pastor Nancy the other day back when we were out in California. I said, you realize in my heart I knew what the answer was when Dr. Frank went to heaven. But I went to the Lord and just see what he had to say to me about this situation. You know, the Lord said to me, your supply has switched, you know, to California and so forth. And so I knew that. I knew what the Lord had directed us to do and so forth. But I just wanted to hear what the Lord had to say about the fact the doctor went to heaven and what he was wanting to say about it. So I told Pastor Nancy, I went to prayer about it, and then the Lord said two things right away. There's a number of things since, but two things right away. He said, notice I didn't say your supply switched to Dr. Dufresne. I said to California. In other words, he knew that Dr. Dufresne was going to be leaving early. And that doesn't mean it's his will, but you understand. But he said, that supply is still here. Your supply is still here. She's still your pastor. You understand? And then he said something to me that gave me, I just like to dip down in and get things from the Holy Ghost perspective. Because his perspective changes everything. He said, where you're connected, where I have you connected in life, and he was talking about in ministry, he said, has everything to do with how they will receive the highest call on your life. That's why I assigned you to where I assigned you, because they received that. I got some answers. That applies to, I can apply that to a lot of different things. I can understand God's perspective. So I didn't know, you know, how he saw, but he showed me how he saw some things. He showed me what's really important. Hallelujah. You know, people pick churches because they're close to their home, or they're, you know, where my parents always went, or my grandparents always went, or something natural like that. There's things that are much more important than that to God. And unless you quiet your mind and dip down into your spirit, you won't get that perspective. That's worth the whole service right there. You'll have natural thinking about a thing that God said, that's not what's important in this situation at all. That's not what's important in this decision at all. Amen. I'll just shuck the corn on another one. I remember a situation, some folks were getting disconnected and so forth. And I said to the Lord, I know they belong here, but, you know, this just between them and you. And he spoke to me. He said, I would say which denomination was, but I don't want to, you know, identify anybody. He said the denominational bondage they called it came out of, and he named the denomination. Denominational bondage they came out of, I sent them here because of the anointing on your life to break that off of them. He said they can do what they want, but he said that bondage will remain on them the rest of their life if they don't stay connected where I put them. That particular denomination. I know about that denomination. I know the kind of particular stuff that follows a lot of them. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. Christians ought to be spiritual. Not natural, making natural decisions, but spiritual. What's the perspective of heaven on this? And he'll show you what's really important about the situation. A lot of times it's not what people think is important. Hello. Hello. Tell your neighbor he's preaching better than your amening. Praise God. We're to be spiritual people. Not natural, not mental, not carnal, not figuring everything out and say, okay, I can figure that out. I'll do that. No, spiritually led. Spiritually led. Some of the wisest decisions I've made in life are ones that I didn't think made any sense. Tell your neighbor, there was a nugget for you. Hallelujah. But by getting my mind quiet and listening to the Spirit of God, talk up in my spirit and listening to the promptings or following the promptings of the inner witness, I've made some of the wisest decisions that my head thought, that's dumb. Why? But it turned out being the smartest thing.
Amen.
Starting the daycare, for example. I kept struggling with, why would I? I'm not called to run a daycare. God didn't send me here to run a daycare. He had spoken to me about it back whenever I was praying about pastoring. Remember the Lord said, pray for 8 hours. Remember that? I had spoken to him about it, but I just kind of always thought, well, you know, I don't know what I thought. I just thought, yeah, I don't know what I thought. You know what it is? Like, you don't know why you thought that, but you thought. But anyway, whenever the Lord said, now it's time. What year was that? 9, 10 years ago? 2009. The Lord said, now it's time. I'm like, I can't run a daycare. I can't be here burping them and all. I can't do that. I'm not called to do that. I'm not supposed to do that. Pastor David's not called to do that. So we're going to have to find somebody else. So it took a while for my head to kind of go. Anyway. So praise the Lord. And you got to stop listening up here and follow down here. Somebody's getting some help this morning. Shut this thing down. Amen. Make life in the Spirit a priority for your faith. Make following the Holy Ghost a priority for your faith. Learning to follow the inner witness. Develop that habit. Faith will be so much easier in so many areas of your life. Amen. Hallelujah. And what will happen is God will bring you in situations that arise in life. He'll cause you to see and know what's really going on behind the scenes of the situation. You realize sometimes you can get upset at people when the Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So whenever you walk in the Spirit and make following the inner witness the priority of your faith, you won't be seeing people and what they're doing. You'll be seeing the influence behind the scenes that they're being influenced by. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There has been an attack against some of you men in this congregation. I've been praying about it for over a year. Been an attack against some of you. And here's the reason why some of you have been struggling is because of what I'm preaching this morning. You've not yet learned to unhook from up here. So Satan has constant access to you. Constant access to you. Become more spiritual because it's becoming dangerous. Become more spiritual. You hear what the Holy Ghost is saying? Become more spiritual. What does that mean? You make spiritual decisions, not mental decisions. Not fleshly decisions. Not because you can figure it out. Hello? Amen. I see things sometimes 2 years in advance that people are listening to wrong voices. And I pray and I pray and I pray. Lord, help them. And the Lord said, they've said under the word enough. They need to respond to that. I can't do it all for them anymore. You know what I'm talking about? And they actually respond and react to something that they don't even, they just think it's something in the natural. And don't even know. They just listen to that voice that I can see in the spirit realm for months and months, sometimes years. If they were spiritual, they would know it. Amen. A little different this morning. Hallelujah for the answers, though. Longest 18 inches in the world. So, praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. The flesh lusts against walking in the Spirit. The mind likes to be in control. But we've got to learn to shut that down. Praise God. Well, I'm going to quit right there. Praise God. Praise the Lord. A little different this morning. I'm not here to tickle your fancy or anything. Just here to give you some answers what the Holy Ghost is saying. Practice this. Take seasons of time. I don't know when it works for you or how long, but make it as long as you can to where you just get totally quiet up here and your spirit is active. That's the only part of your being that's active. Your flesh right now is not active. Your mind's not active. The only thing that's active right now is your spirit man. How do you activate your spirit? Remember he said, 1 Corinthians 14:14, he for man praying in an unknown tongue. His spirit prayeth, notice this, but his understanding is what? Unfruitful. What's that mean? It's not doing anything. It's not bearing any fruit. What he is saying is your spirit is bearing fruit. If you pray in tongues, your spirit is praying, but not your mind. It's not being fruitful. So really what he's saying is your spirit is being fruitful, but your mind's not being fruitful. Amen. So when you pray in tongues, your spirit's active. Your spirit's active. It's doing something. You're praying out the plan. Hallelujah. And same thing's true whenever you speak faith, whenever you praise the Lord. Can I just be loving and gentle and say something to you this morning? It's getting hard for the congregation to praise God more than like 30 seconds. You notice this morning? I'm not here to be mean on anybody. I'm just here to say we've got to exercise this habit of speaking out of our spirit more in our private life. Rather than just praise the Lord, and our mind takes over. And we pull out of the spirit and we, you know, what are we going to do next? What are we going to do next? What are we going to do next? Do something, Pastor. You all with me? We're not practicing it in our own private life. It ought to be, let's lift our hand and praise the Lord. And it ought to be a half hour later, we go, wait a minute, hold on, God's saying something. In other words, we got to get the congregation to shut down rather than keep on. Praise him, praise him. Pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it needs to be more than just praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, Father, I thank you. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. What are you praising him for? Thank you for getting me through that this week. Thank you, Father. What is in your heart? Draw it out. 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 And if we yield to that and get over into the flow of this busta, de lo mone, bale, brode, bale, hade, usta calabane, then you'll see a greater move of the Spirit in your midst. Even the glory of the Lord will roll in like a cloud, and things will begin, and things will change, and things will be, Lord, mastikia, Paul, oh, yeah, yule ramanina, bondages will fall off. Bondages will fall off, and liberty will come where there's been affliction and bondage. Ha ha ha. And the very glory of the Lord that I've ordained from the foundation of the world that should be in these end times. Yea, it shall manifest, and the service shall go to a higher place. Ha ha. Then to the glory realm, into the manze, dushtapala, bo, ye, baha, ye, onglese. And you'll become aware, this is the way to walk. I'm going to walk in this way. The Spirit of the Lord does reveal it. And the angels of God, they stand by here. And then the stikia, bondrojeje, elemana, deledia. And spiritual things will become more aware. You'll become more aware of them. And you'll become keen in spirit. And your spirit, man, will rise up and deliver you, because the greater one lives in him and the greater one will flow through him and deliver you. And life will begin to progress. The plan of God will begin to progress. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Let's lift our hands. Let's stand to our feet.
If you would like more information about Pastor Jay Everly's ministry, please visit us on the web at soffc.org or call us at 319-366-2147, or you can write to us at Spirit of Faith Family Church, Post Office Box 8355, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52408. And remember, God loves you, and you're equipped to live victoriously in every area of life.